Up first for country rock is Dylan.
Sirens ring, the shots ring out. A stranger cries, screams out loud. I had my world strapped against my back. I held my hands, never knew how to act. In the same black line, I was drawn on you. Drawn on me, now it's drawn me in. The Sixth Avenue heartache. Oh, oh, oh. Below me was a homeless man singing songs I knew complete. On the steps alone, his guitar in hand. In 50 years, stood where he stands. In the same black line that was drawn on you, was drawn on me. Now it's drawn the end. Sixth Avenue heartache. In the same black line that was drawn on you, was drawn on me, now it's drawn me in. The Sixth Avenue heartache. Yeah. Now walking home, river winds move my feet. Subway steam like silhouettes in dreams stood by me, just like moonbeams. Oh, in the same black line I was drawn on you, was drawn on me, and now it's drawn the end. Sixth Avenue heartache. In the same black line I was drawn on you, was drawn on me, and now it's drawn me in. Sixth Avenue heartache. On that street and gone like midnight, where was that man? But I see his six string laid against that wall. All his things, they look so small. And I cross my fingers on a shooting star. Just like me, it just moved on. In the same black line that was drawn on you, was drawn on me, now it's drawn me in. Sixth Avenue heartache, heartache. In the same black line that was drawn on you, was drawn on me, now it's drawn me in. Sixth Avenue. Sixth Avenue, Sixth Avenue, heartache.
Dylan Collins. That is the emotion I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yep.
What I've been looking for.
This was like, oh my god, 100 times better than your other song. And you could tell that you spent like a lot of time on this one. Maybe you didn't.
Maybe you're just secretly really awesome.
But this came out,
and then this is just really easy to you. Oh, I don't know.
So good.
Yeah, it was like so good. Studio Vocally, quality. Awesome. It was like epic.
Yeah, emotion was amazing. You. Vocally amazing. You have gotten significantly better vocally in the past 3 weeks.
I know.
Like, I don't know what you did. Okay, maybe the smoking thing, but like, seriously, you, like, significantly better. Like, wow. Like, this was so epic. Good. If your next song is as good as this, you have the potential to win this competition. Like, this was good.
I loved this. This is my favorite of the night.
It's all our favorites so far.
Definitely. Oh, my gosh.
Such a good song choice. Such a good choice.
And you brought back emo Dylan, but it was, like, not whiny emo Dylan. Yeah. Oh, so good.
It wasn't like those annoying mall emos who just like appear out of nowhere and then you hate them instantly on sight. It's like those kind of cute Japanese emos with the hair
that you're
and
just
the really light eyeliner, and they're just like,
and then everyone loves them because they're little emo cute. And
they're like the stylish emo who have like a swagger to them that you can't really describe.
Yay. Yep.
What are we talking about?
Oh. Emos. But it's awesome.
Emos. I know. You were that guy, Dylan, tonight. You've reached a new pinnacle in your life.
Yeah, this was great. This for me was awesome because it showed me that not only did you, like, put a lot of effort in and do everything. Not that, like, Maddie and Rustin put effort in. That's not what I'm saying. That came out so wrong. I'm so sorry. That is not what I meant at all. It just...
Well, he always... seems like he puts effort into all the songs. True. I mean, it's just that this one really worked.
Yeah,
like, it fits so.
Yeah, this
well.
One like, about this was so this is good. Like an awesome song choice for you.
It's just really good. Yeah.
No, I just totally dug myself a hole, and now I have to cry. I'm done.
You have to fly
I'm
out
done
of it.
Speaking.
There was like this one like. I think you were holding out. I think the word was me, and you like held it out and had like. This really nice like vibrato, but I always love your vibrato, but it was like you did something different and it was like all vibrato-y and it sounded all nice and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was one point, like one tiny part that sounded a little bit sketchy, but only because the rest of it was so good.
Oh, like was there a part when he like kind of like there was a part when like it sounded like he didn't go low enough, like he fell just a little above the note.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I
heard
that
one
too.
Big high note.
Oh, well, that's
wasn't
so
near
oh,
the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, you mean, like, the one part where he was a little above. I thought that might have been the last song, not this one. Maybe it was both. Anyway.
There was one line near the end that sounded
like the big
a little
move on
off
to me. Yeah. I don't know. I wrote down that the big move on was, like, a little sketchy, but then on the line below it, I said immediately after was awesome, and I underlined it, like, 5 times. So this is really good. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. It was really, really, really good. Okay, I'm done.
Me too. Excellent job.
You've captured the teenage girl's heart in me.
Up next is Maddie.
I see the bad moon arising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Well, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes a-blowing, and I know the end is coming soon. I feel rivers overflowing, and I hear hear the voice of rage and ruin. Well, don't go out tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Your things together. Hope you are quite prepared to die. It looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taking for an eye. Don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon. I said, don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Maddie number two.
Part two.
Yeah, that's like how we're going to introduce Maddie every single
time. She's wearing them, like, cowboy boots made of steak. So...
with her shovel and coal and soullessness and stuff.
I knew this song.
Me too. Yay, Supernatural. We just had, like, a Supernatural, like, squee fest before we started recording. You're like, oh my god, it's so great. Oh my god, this season. Oh my god, can't wait. Oh my god, love.
Supernatural.
Oh my god, people are hot. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, no.
We're such girls.
But Maddie will like that because she's also a
I feel like we need to get some testosterone on this show.
Yeah, we do.
We gotta get Jensen Ackles.
I thought
then.
That was why I was here. But
Lulu is the man.
No, that's why Trigger Tree was on a while ago, though.
Trigger Tree.
Oh my god. She's more of a man than I am.
Trigger Tree friend. I think I'm seeing her tomorrow. Exactly. We'll see how that goes. I love her. Oh my god. Trigger Tree. Okay. So. Anyway, Maddie. So, this. Okay, vocally, it was very good, once again. But emotionally, it wasn't there for me. Like, it didn't have enough emotion. And you kind of, like, lost the attitude that you had in the other songs. So it was, like, it was less for me. You still sounded really sexy, though. Like, it was really, like, like, I see. Like, oh, you had, like, a sultry thing going on again, which was awesome and super great. I loved that. But I just felt like you need a little bit more. And that's really all I have to say about this.
Like, from what I've heard in this competition, it seems that, Maddie, you do better with songs that are like, bam, in your face, sexy, sultry, blah, blah, I'm a woman. And, like...
rawr!
And then that, like, gives you a chance to have, like, a really interesting character to your voice. And then other songs, it just kind of is, like,
just not there.
But your vocals are still really legit. It's just that, you know... I mean, like... obviously, you can't have that same attitude for other songs. That would be not a good thing to do. But like, have the appropriate amount of emotion and energy.
And that spunk. Like, keep that spunk.
I don't know. It sounded a little too low for you to me. So maybe that was why you were...
I'm sorry. That was my spunk came out so weird. Cause it...
No. What?
The reason why I said spunk, like, so breathily was because I started to cough.
Oh.
Anyway.
Spunk aside, Maddie. Just the same note I had before, emotion and thing, you know. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
She could have built more.
She knows where I'm coming from.
Girl, she feeling
she, you. She knows where I be. I know where she be. Okay, we tight.
We good. We good. Done with this critique.
No, I was just going to say that the song choice wasn't as good as the last one. Like I said before, song choice is key.
Yes.
So
especially for now.
But I liked your twang.
You pick a bad song,
your twang
like
was really awesome.
I see a bad moon rising.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Are you okay, Lulu?
Yeah.
Sorry I cut you off. I didn't realize you weren't done.
It's okay.
Okay, done.
We're just rambling.
Up last for country rock is Russ.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make him smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Rush number two.
Russ is second.
Mm. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Second helping of Russ.
What did you guys think? I keep going first. I've been bad. I haven't, like, been like, one of you go.
I can't remember. Oh, that's bad. It was okay. I don't really like Bob Dylan, so I'm probably not, like, the best judge of this. But it was, like, it was sung well. I like how you, like, kind of incorporated your average classical style into the song and picked the song so you could do that. But it kind of, like, emotionally sounded kind of, I don't know, overly, over-emotional or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got that, too. It was, like, I thought the emotion was good. It was a little bit overdone, like, showy, and, which would have been fine, like, in Broadway and stuff. And I think that what you did was interesting, that you, you just, like, went all out with your, style, your usual style, and you didn't, like, try to do a compromise, which I commend you for. But there was this weird sort of like disagreement with your voice and with the style of the lyrics, which was really colloquial and very cowboy. Yeah. And you were very, you know, like theater, and it was like cowboy in the theater. It was like what
Broadway but, cowboy.
What? But your vocals were very good as usual. Maybe like if they were less properly supported, like your long notes, it wouldn't seem as. I don't know. What do you think, Rochelle?
Okay, I said, I wondered if it was, like, a little low for you at some points, like, speaking on that kind of, I guess, there was, like, a couple parts when I was, like, really low, and then there was a couple parts when it was, like, higher, it was kind of, like, in your range, as far as your range goes, it was a little, like, not, all over the place makes it sound sloppy, so that's not what I'm trying to say, it sounded like, it was, like, a wide range for your range, which makes no sense.
it does.
I thought I didn't get that much, but maybe I was thinking too much about, like, style and stuff. I wasn't really...
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, like, his general, like, emotion was good. I do agree with you that it was a little, like, musical theater-y good, but that kind of works for Bob Dylan's style. I don't know. I was torn, because, like, I didn't really have, like...
It worked for the lyrics and the... I mean, not the lyrics, for the music and the message of the song, like, the type of song it was, but not really the lyrics, because the lyrics were, like, very, you know, like, sitting on a back porch, talking to you, wearing plaid. I don't know.
Wearing plaid?
It's like...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like this as much.
He's like a mountain.
I think was basically.
Yeah, the first one was better, but yes. This one was good.
It wasn't.
I did enjoy it a lot. I did like it. I love the emotion, just a little bit, like inconsistent with the lyric, like the style wise.
Yeah.
I think you were like trying to lure us into your brass bed or something. That's not good.
Yeah.
I know we're, like, sexy, but you have to contain yourself on the show.
Russ, if she says no, it's no.
Ah! Yeah. Woo-hoo.
What? Anyway, this was very sexy. I don't know why she doesn't want to get in your bed with you, but yeah. I think you'll get her in the end, though, Russ. You will. That vibrato is so sexy. Right? God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore, but I agree.
Let's move on to country pop.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So we've done, like 2/3 of the finale so far. It's, like, the last one. What do you guys... Can you guys, like, do a little recap of the night so far?
Yes.
Yeah, like, what do you think... How do you think people did? Like, I predict... that one of the winner will be one of the three, and that the next round will be, like, different as well, because there'll be different songs, and, yeah. No, I thought, everyone's doing pretty well. I mean, what do you guys think?
I think everybody's been doing really well. I think certain people have done better in specific genres, and I don't know if it's because they picked a better song.
Yeah, I think it's mostly, like, about song choice.
Like, I don't think it was necessarily, like, the specific genre. Like, it wasn't like, oh, Dylan was a lot better at country rock than he was at normal country. I think it was just kind of, like, song choice, and, like, just, I don't know, like, everybody has that one song that there's, like, this is their strongest. I mean, especially in a thing where you're turning in three songs, you're going to have a song that's, like, your strongest song. So far, Dylan's country rock song is still been my favorite of the night.
Yeah, it's still my favorite.
So I think Val Kitt stopped, so we should probably stop.
Okay. All right. So the final round of the final episode.
The final round.
Of the final. Okay.
Okay.
Exciting. Let's go.
Done.